This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There are lots of musicians who can claim to be from Texas, but only a handful who can convince you that they really are from Texas when they're not.
I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky.
Ray Benson is smart enough to embrace the distinction. In fact, the subtitle to his book, coming right at you, is this: How a Jewish Yankee Hippie Went Country, or The Often Outrageous History of a Sleep at the Wheel. Mr. Benson, good to see you again in the studio.
Mr. Brown, so good to be here, and a wonderful day it is. Yeah, that's the book.
I was going to ask you first up, are you trying to tuck your pants into your boots?
No, to cover a picture. I have that boot. I had it bronzed. Made by Nudie.
Nudie suit fame.
We went and made a record deal with United Artists, and I went over there and ordered those boots and wrote a $200 hot check and took the money and covered the check.
You know, this is the story of Asleep at the Wheel writ large, I guess. I mean, because as you mentioned in the book, Asleep at the Wheel has never been, you know, a top-selling band, but it definitely has had its own place in music. And, I mean, you've won Grammys, and I've said this to you many times over the years. I think that you saved an entire genre of music single-handedly.
Well, we sort of helped, certainly. But, yeah, I think the way that happened was most folks would have given up, you know, somewhere along the line. And I just never did because I really enjoyed doing it and was able to put up with the inequities of some of the situations, you know.
Well, let's turn it back for just a moment, because when you got into this business, young men your age were more interested in playing like Eric Clapton or, I don't know, they wanted to
be Led Zeppelin,
right? Yeah. So to do what you were doing was either really earnest or really subversive.
Yeah, that was the deal. What we were trying to undermine was I don't know even what to call it, but it was the lack of realness, you know. And so for that, we felt that you had to reach back. You know, I remember talking to Jimmy Vaughn about that, where he said he was playing rock music, you know, and he heard Muddy Waters. And he went, oh, okay, yeah. And what he meant by that was you had to go back and take the integrity of roots music and then reinterpret it for yourself. That was what the idea was.
So you would hear the Western Swing when you were
never heard Western Swing until I was 17.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you saw that as your ticket out or what?
No. We just wanted to play roots American music to our best ability. Now that was Cajun music, honky tonk music. No, we started out doing every Buck Owens tune, every Johnny Cash tune, every Merle Haggard tune. We also wanted to cross the cultural divide. This was the generation gap. This is 1969, you know. People were getting shot in Ohio for protesting the Vietnam War, you know. Mm-hmm. There was hippies, and Merle Haggard put out Okie from Muskogee. It was like, I love Merle Haggard. It was like a slap in the face. Wait a minute, we love America. We just don't agree with this Vietnam War thing. So, you know, to play country music was very subversive for a long-haired band. You know, we would play in Washington, D.C., because we started in West Virginia.
Pawpaw.
Yeah, well, the suburbs of it was called Spring Gap Orchard. It was way back in the hills, and we lived like it was 1850.
How did you make it to Texas?
We had moved to California, and was in the Bay Area with Commander Cody and Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks and that whole bunch, and got a record deal. Well, even before that, Eddie Wilson came out to hire Commander Cody for the Armadillo.
Eddie Wilson was the guy who ran the Armadillo World Headquarters, which is this legendary venue in Texas capital city.
Yeah, and he was like a one-man, advertisement for Austin, you know. He said, well, you're the kind of band they love in Austin, and, you know, you're a hippie country band. So we tried to get down here for the first picnic out in Dripping Springs.
But the Willie Nelson picnic?
Yeah, we didn't have any money, you know, couldn't make the trip. So we put the record out, and then our first gigs were in Dallas, Santone, and the Armadillo, and Willie Nelson heard about us, and Willie came down to this gig in Dallas and jammed with us, and we became friends. And when Willie says, come to Austin, you come to Austin. And then they also said, you know, Darryl Royal said, well, you're big, you look like a Texan, you play like a Texan, so we recruited you.
Did he really? That's great. That's a great story.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs.
I guess the first hit was the first hit the letter Johnny Walker read?
Hit. That's the only hit. No, we had some later in
sure
the 80s.
Sure you did.
But that was the only top 10 record. We sent it to Dolly and Porter Wagner, and Dolly Parton, who we didn't know.
They were on television all the
time.
They
were on TV, yeah. Right. Yeah. They had the Porter Wagner shows.
That's right.
And I did the recitation just like Porter, you know. Put in, it was a hit. A top 10 record on Capitol Records.
Then John, he got up from the table. Slowly, so slowly he walked outside.
And then all of a sudden we had a hit record. We were out with Tammy Wynette and all these country acts and everything. And that's when it became really fun, because it's like the stories that I tell in the book about, you know, being Jewish and a Yankee, but they think I'm born, raised here,
sure.
And I was Davy Crockett's, you know, probably related to one of them suckers at the Alamo. And so it would, you know, we'd be in the bus and driving along, and I remember Tammy Wynette's bus drivers say about, you know, them Jews in New York, they're keeping Tammy from having a hit record. I said, Steve, I'm Jewish. He went, no, you're not. And down the road we went.
Oh, my God. But you've gone on to do some albums that, and you're not just a performer, as a lot of people know. You have your own studio. You've done production work for a lot of folks. And some of these are, I dare say, landmark albums. I mean, one of them that you did with Willie Nelson just a couple of years back, I think.
Oh, Willie and the Wheel. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Jerry Wexler, the legendary producer, you know, called up and Mark Rothbaum, Willie's manager, and said, this is an album we've been trying to make since 1973. So he put us all together and we did a Western Swing album of Willie Nelson, because that's what he grew up on.
Well, I'm going to the river, take a rocking chair. Blues overtake me, rock away from here. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
You know, you just, these opportunities come and just make the best of them.
But the wheel rolls on.
Wheel's going fine. If, as long as I'm healthy and enjoy playing, which I do, I think music, I play music, I think rhythm, you know, so I'm stuck. I gotta play something.
Ray Benson is the author of Coming Right At You. And I'll do the subtitle once more. How a Jewish Yankee Hippie Went Country, or The Often Outrageous History of Asleep at the Wheel. It's a heck of a memoir. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, David.
And
I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. And we'll see you at the Texas Book Festival, too.
I will be at the Texas Book Festival as an author, but I'll bring a guitar.
Well, I've been gone so long, can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With the pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas. Ain't beach to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Willie, West Virginia. On the way, rolling through Ohio. Gonna make it to Kentucky. Gonna make it by the morning if I'm fast and lucky. Hold on tight, I am homeward bound. I'm gonna boogie back to Austin, back to my hometown. Boogie back to Texas.
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 Yeah, boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
We're gonna boogie back to Texas. Ain't me to the mile. Yeah. state line staring at me. Oklahoma City's just a memory. Fort Worth, Dallas, just to roll on by. Waco, less than 50 miles. Clear the road, I'm headed your way. I'm gonna boogie back to Texas, cross the U.S. of A. Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie, 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 boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.